I'll make sure. I was asked by the Public Safety Committee to come in and answer their questions, and I certainly was willing to do that. But to the issue of money, I guess anticipating the question, why didn't I ask for this? I recognize how much money the county has in its budget and how much of it's likely to be dedicated to the Erie County Sheriff's Office. Body cameras, I suppose, at least would come in at best third over our having a full-time SWAT. So the people of Erie County could be much better protected, in my opinion, by our having a full-time SWAT agency. The question of our helicopter getting older and being more frequently down for maintenance. We unquestionably have shown that the helicopter is a life-saving tool that's used throughout Western New York. I know that it's not feasible that we're going to get money this year for a helicopter. The same type of justification thought process goes into why I did not ask for $1 million for this program. We have greater needs, and there are already a number of people out there with cameras, not necessarily reviewing things from our angle, but there is no shortage of video footage. Important thing being that the need for the video footage being as close as possible to the recording of that video footage.
That's with the assumption that no deputy would ever do anything wrong, then of course you'd want to spend the money on staffing and on guns and on helicopters. But doesn't public confidence have some priority level here? For
well, I unquestionably recognize that the faith and the trust of the public is an extremely important factor in the success of law enforcement. Where you have a low level of trust, you're likely to have a low level of success if the public is not cooperating with you. We don't have that issue within the sheriff's office. We have very few use of force complaints. And again, spending money where it's most needed is certainly a function of the sheriff working in cooperation with other levels, other areas of county government. I have already, I think, demonstrated my willingness or my desire for transparency, and this very same body that's now questioning us not wanting to spend public money for cameras is the very same group that said no to our willingness, and it wasn't necessarily our desire, but our willingness to bring in outside cameramen, independent cameramen, to interview our deputies without any further controls by us, that shows our desire to have transparency. So we want it, but I don't necessarily want to spend the public's money to get it.
But I also heard concerns in there about whether this production company could potentially take that out of context.
Well, that's certainly very fair concerns, but that is what exists with any of this video, that again, if they have the video, and we never reached the final stages of agreement because the county had to play a role in that, but certainly that we would have equal access to that video and know how they were using it and how they were depicting it, hopefully would have been something that we worked out with them, but we would have at least known at the time of occurrence and prepared for that. So it goes back again to saying the significance and the importance of video is that it's secured as close as possible to the time of occurrence, so that we are able to get that from as many angles as possible and not having somebody coming back a year later with what may be some of that video and not all of it. And again, limiting our ability by timeliness to get an accurate depiction of what was going on that day. Memories sometimes fail. Video probably has a longer shelf life.
Without speaking directly to the case of Mr. Belcito, are you concerned generically that because of this report, the confidence in the sheriff's office has diminished in the last couple of weeks?
I cannot control what other people think. I can say that I think that this most recent mischaracterization what was shown would in fact undermine the union's support of this program, and it certainly causes me to question it as well, is that if video is released, and again, the circumstances aren't taken in total, only the circumstance or only evidence or only video that shows it from a certain angle is used. I also recognize law enforcement does not disclose its case until after cases have gone through both criminal and civil, and to use a sports analogy, it's like one team being expected to give its game plan for the upcoming game and the other team not doing the same thing. Certainly does not point to a fairness.
You said that it wasn't entirely high on your priority list, largely because of the money issue that we discussed. But moving forward, how much of an influence is that video going to have on your current evaluation, the timeline? How much is that going to be taken into account, that video?
The video right now, right? The video and the opinions that are being drawn from that would have a negative effect in suggesting that this does not help us. It did not get the truth out to the public. I think at the conclusion of all of the different litigations, both civil and criminal, regarding this case, my opinion might be different.
So you think that video worked against?
What's everyone saying that saw it? It's like saying the answer to that question is clear. The portion of that video, or at least that single video that's being shown, does not depict what I believe happened that day. And I think that's as much as I can say about it.
So you're going to show us the rest of the videos that are of that situation after the case is over?
I don't think I'd have a problem with that, right? I think that would happen without me saying it or not. But yes, I wish that I could get to the final hour of this right now, but I can't. And I remain confident and continue to trust the deputies that were involved in this incident.
Thank you.